I will be your guide in this journey, and I hope to be of help without intruding any more than is absolutely necessary. You may just possibly detect from my voice that I am Irish. And now I leap forward in time.
Think you presently are. Thank you. It's far.
All that you read, all that you see, all that you hear, filling up your head, orange-colored liquid.
It is nice to relax, isn't it? Put the key in the lock, unlock the door, and a fountain of ears is available.
If possible, in our modern world, listen for your eyes, in your ears. We will continue this pattern until we have reached the infinite everything.
Now put on some undergarments and go deeper and deeper and deeper.
what to do.
Win this war.
Yeah, we don't want nobody telling us what to do. We don't want nobody pushing us around.
The interest of our nation and the interest of our nation in the supplemental is to win this war.
And that's what we're going to do.
We'll win, baby. Let's go.
We're going to have a good time.
Do it.
Hey, I'm Furious George. We will be taking over the airways here, as we do every Thursday night as part of the Furious George Experience. I'm Furious, Dr. Furious to be precise, and this show may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. For everybody else, check it out. We're spotlighting the end of the war, peace throughout the world. Obviously not, but considering we've covered that war for so many times, we need to track this latest development in war. Spin against it, and we'll be spinning a lot of different stuff against it, including this new nasty stuff and others. Stick around. I'm Furious.
Just got me love stone.
Combat Brigade has left Iraq nearly 7.5 years after the US-led invasion. Their departure comes ahead of President Obama's August 31st deadline. A further 6,000 troops are set to leave before the end of the month, and 50,000 will stay to train Iraqi forces. But there are fears the country is not ready to take over.
Well, their role is to not handle the situation. Their role is to sit back and let the Iraqis do it, to advise them on how to do it, to help train them to do it, but not for the U.S. to do it. Now, say it came down to a situation where the government, the Iraqi government, felt like they couldn't hold the position and they needed the Americans for backup. Of those 50, 56,000 troops left, a good 30,000 of them are either infantry or special forces. They hold an immense amount of combat power, and it could be a very easy agreement between the Iraqi government and the U.S. government, a request for support that could quickly bring the Americans to the aid of the Iraqis.
Direct talks between Israel and the Palestinian Authority could be, quote, imminent, according to U.S. officials.
Greater than man, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. With infinite complacence, people went to and fro over the earth about their little affairs, serene in the assurance of their dominion over this small, spinning fragment of solar driftwood.
Combat forces to leave Iraq. The last combat brigade, 4th Stryker 2nd Infantry Division, has already left the country, almost 2 weeks ahead of the Obama administration's requirement.
All right, brothers. One more round?
As many Iraqis brace for what they feared could be a turbulent departure in the waning days of U.S. combat forces, they awoke this morning to a new chapter in the occupation. No longer Operation Iraqi Freedom, but now called by the Pentagon, A New Dawn.
Over the course of four nights and early mornings this week, elements of the Last Brigade drove hundreds of Stryker vehicles from Camp Victory near the Baghdad airport to hear the Kuwaiti border.
Design, man has inherited out of the dark mystery of time and space. Yet across an immense ethereal gulf, minds that are to our minds, as ours are to the beasts in the jungle, intellects, vast, cool, and unsympathetic, regarded this earth with envious eyes, and slowly and surely drew their plans against us. The war scare was over. More men were back at work. Sales were picking up. On this particular evening, October 30th, the Crosley Service estimated that 32 million people were listening in on radio.
Do you know a terrorist? Not long ago, this would have seemed like a ridiculous question, but not anymore. The United States government is offering a reward for information that prevents an international terrorist act against U.S. persons or property.
Information about suspicious activities involving aircraft, about stolen explosives or biological materials.
Put your feet up, 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 put your feet up
Al Jazeera joined him for the journey.
How does it feel?
Feels great.
Yeah.
It this marks the end of a year-long mission in Iraq for our brigade. It also represents the end of 7 years of war in Operation Iraqi Freedom.
What does that mean to you?
Packages.
It
all could
it means,
add up
we finished
to preventing
the mission.
A terrorist act. Now do something about it. Call Rewards for Justice at 100 US.
I'm proud to know that our brigade was the last combat brigade in Iraq. We finished with honor and we finished with dignity. Most importantly, we left
the
passage.
We have arranged this interview with the Norfolk astronomer Professor Pearson, who will give us his views on this event. In a few moments, we will take you to the Princeton Observatory at Princeton, New Jersey. We return you until then to the music of Ramon Rocello and his orchestra.
Time. This confirms earlier reports received from American observatories. Now, nearer home, comes a special bulletin from Trenton, New Jersey. It is reported that at 8:50 p.m., a huge flaming object, believed to be a meteorite, fell on a farm in the neighborhood of Grover's Mill, New Jersey.
Seven and a half years after the invasion, Iraqis are now, for the first time since Saddam, in charge of their own security. Some Iraqi army officers say they're unprepared. Earlier this month, Iraq's top army officer, General Babakir Zabari, said his soldiers would need 10 more years to be ready.
A senior Iraqi intelligence officer, who asked us not to use his name for fear of his life, told us he believes the Iraqi army is unfit, incompetent, and unprepared to take over. He said he had detailed information about high-profile attacks to come. And most damning of all, he said the downward trend in violence over the last few months is actually a result of underreporting.
Flash in the sky was visible within a radius of several hundred miles, and the noise of the impact was heard as far north as Elizabeth. We have dispatched a special mobile unit to the scene, and we'll have our commentator, Carl Phillips, give you a word picture of the scene as soon as he can reach there from Princeton. In the meantime, we take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program of dance music.
Prevented from reporting some of the violent activity in his area. Iraq, he says, is in the throes of a surge of violence.
Even as the U.S. heralds the departure of its combat forces, there remains a massive infrastructure of military bases and 50,000 U.S. soldiers. Their stated role is to act as trainers and advisors and to continue to counter what they call terrorism. With the government in stalemate, increasing violence and senior Iraqi army concerns. The question is, will this milestone mark the end of the war or the beginning of a new period of violence?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Carl Phillips again out at the Wilmot Farm, Grover's Mill, New Jersey. Professor Pearson and myself made the 11 miles in Princeton in 10 minutes. Well, I hardly know where to begin. Paint for you a word picture of a strange scene before my eyes, like something out of a modern Arabian night.
All right. Just got here. I haven't had a chance to look around yet. I guess that's it. Yes, I guess that's the thing directly in front of me. Half buried in a vast pit. Must have struck with terrific force. The ground is covered with splinters of a tree. It must have struck on its way down.
To act as trainers and advisors, and they continue to counter what they call terrorism. With the government in Stelbank, increasing violence, and senior Iraqi army concerns, the question is, will this milestone mark the end of the war, or the beginning of a new period of violence?
The object itself doesn't look very much like a meteor, at least not the meteors I've seen. It looks more like a huge cylinder. Has a diameter of, what would you say, Professor Pearson? What would you say, what's the diameter of this?
About 30 yards.
About 30 yards. The metal on the sheet is, well, I've never seen anything like it. The color... Spectators now are pressing close to the object in spite of the efforts of the police to keep them back. Getting in front of my line of vision. Would you mind standing one side, please? While the police are pushing the crowd back. Here's Mr. Wilmot, owner of the farm here. He may have some interesting facts to add. Mr. Wilmot, would you please tell the radio audience as much as you remember of this rather unusual visitor that dropped in your backyard? Step closer, please. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Wilmot.
I've been listening to the radio.
Closer and louder, please.
Pardon?
Louder, please, closer.
I was listening to the radio and kind of drowsy. A professor fellow was talking about Mars, so I was half dozing, half...
Yes, Mr. Wilmot, and then what happened?
Well, as I was saying, I was listening to the radio, kind of halfway...
Yes, Mr. Wilmot, and then you saw something.
Well, not first off. I heard something.
And what did you hear?
A hissing sound like this. Kind of like a 4th of July rocket.
Then what?
I turned my head out the window and would have sworn I was sleeping, dreaming.
Yes?
Seen a kind of greenish streak and then jingle. Something smacked the ground, knocked me clear out of my chair.
Well, were you frightened, Mr. Wilmot?
Oh, I ain't quite sure. I reckon I was kind of riled.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wilmot. Thank you very much.
You want me to tell
No, that's quite all right. That's plenty. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard Mr. Wilmot, owner of the farm where this thing has fallen. I wish I could convey the atmosphere, the background of this fantastic scene. Hundreds of cars are parked in the field in back of it, and the police are trying to rope off the roadway leading into the farm, but it's no use. They're breaking right through. The car's headlights throw an enormous spotlight on the pit where the object's half buried. Now, some of the more daring souls now are venturing near the edge. The silhouettes stand out against the metal screen. One man wants to touch the thing. He's having an argument with a policeman. Now, the policeman wins. Ladies and gentlemen, there's something I haven't mentioned in all this excitement, but it's becoming more distinct. Perhaps you've caught it already on your radio. Listen, please. Do you hear it? A curious humming sound that seems to come from inside the object. Microphone nearer. Here. Now, we're not more than 25 feet away. Can you hear it now? Professor Pearson?
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us the meaning of that scraping noise inside the thing?
Possibly the unequal cooling of its surface.
I say, do you still think it's a meteor, Professor?
What do you think? The metal casing is definitely extraterrestrial. Friction with the Earth's atmosphere usually tears holes in a meteorite. This thing is smooth and see, it's cylindrical
shape. Just a minute. Something's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, this is terrific. This end of the thing is beginning to flake off. The top is beginning to rotate like a screw, and this thing must be hollow.
Like a ridiculous question.
Tom Fuentes, we had him on the program last night. He's a former high-ranking FBI official who oversaw FBI officers.
Someone calling someone or something. I can see turning out of that black hole through luminous disk.
No evidence or even concern about it ever in the FBI. Here's just some of what he said.
There was never a credible report, or any report for that matter, coming across through all the various mechanisms of communication to indicate that there was such a plan for these terror babies to be born.
So before going on the House floor and spreading this story, did you call the FBI?
Do you know a terrorist?
You're going to keep me honest? You tell the world that you got an FBI statement? You bring on a retired FBI, a former supervisor, and he says, we were not aware of any credible...
Do you know a terrorist? This was going on? Not long ago, this would have seemed like a ridiculous question, but not anymore. The United States government is offering reward for information that prevents an international terrorist act against U.S. persons or property, or brings to justice persons who have committed one. Stop and think about it.
The eyes, information about might be a suspicious face, activity. Might be almost heavens, something wriggling out of the shadow like a gray snake. Now it's another one and another one and another one. They look like tentacles to me. Oh yeah, I can see the thing's body. Now it's large. It's large as a bear. It's bristles like wet leather, but it's face. Ladies and gentlemen, it's indescribable. I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it. It's so awful. Its eyes are black and they gleam like a serpent. The mouth is a kind of V-shape with saliva dripping from its rimless lips that seem to Those quivers pulsate, and the monster, or whatever it is, can hardly move. He's weighed down by possibly gravity or something. The thing's rising up now, and the cloud falls back. It's been plenty. That experience very well.
Stolen explosives or biological materials, about letters or packages. It all could add up to preventing a terrorist act.
Okay, fine, word. Well, I'll pull this microphone with me as I talk. I'll have to stop the description so I can take a new position. Hold on, will you, please? I'll be right back in a minute.
It's the Fusion Pro Glide Check.
At 1-800-US-REWARDS. 1-800-US-REWARDS.
And then going back home, quote, with a nefarious purpose of turning them into little terrorists who will then come back to the U.S. and do us harm. You said it's part of an organized terrorist element and could cost us lives. Where did you hear that?
That is information that is coming to my office from former FBI officials.
To have American babies born here and then become raised as terrorists overseas and then come back here.
Do you know a terrorist? Not long ago, this would have seemed like a ridiculous question, but not anymore.
Well, at this point, I don't have the hard evidence right here in front of me. However, this is something that is being talked about by various members of Congress. This is being looked into. This is an issue with not only folks coming across our southern border with what is called anchor babies and coming over for the entitlement programs and for that sort of thing, but I think that this is a lot more sinister.
We now return you to Carl
All
Phillips,
of these
that
issues
Grover's
we
bill.
Need to look at because this is a
Ladies and gentlemen, my aunt. Ladies and gentlemen.
But you have no actual evidence.
Back with Stonewall and Justice Wilmus Garden.
Other than that, coming from former FBI folks.
Can you tell us who these former FBI folks are? What evidence they have or what evidence they've shown you?
At this point, I'm not going to reach back now.
Willing to keep their distance. The captain's inquiring with someone. Can't quite see who. Oh, yes, I believe it's Professor Pearson. Yes, it is. Now they've parted, and the professor moves around one side, studying the object while the captain and two policemen advance with something in their hands. I can see it now. It's a white handkerchief tied to a pole. Flag of truce. Those creatures know what that means.
I've got cocaine running around my brain.
Listen, the security of the United States, why wouldn't current FBI people be worried about it as well? I mean, why wouldn't this actually be...
You know what, that is a really good question, because right now we have serious current threat that the government seems to be ignoring, and ignoring on our southern border.
But they haven't told you any actual evidence, right? So some former, you say some former FBI agents have talked to your office. Have they given your office actual facts or proof?
That information we are still gathering. But
you motherfuckers out here. I'm telling you, just stay clear.
That was just a decent.
A dirty bomb, stick it in a suitcase, walk it across our southern border, and take it to downtown Houston or any other city and blow it up and kill a million or more folks. Yet, why isn't the government taking that seriously? So you're questioning me on details of this, and that's those fair questions, and we can deal with that now, or we can deal with it at a later time. But that issue dirty bombs that can be walked across our forest border that our president refuses to protect and secure could endanger people today.
Border security is certainly an issue, and it's a good topic. It's not the topic, though. I mean, you've made statements about these basically terror babies that are being raised overseas to be... Say you were still gathering it from unnamed former FBI people.
Well, actually, when your folks called me in the preliminary, that was part of the conversation. They did not tell me that you were going to grill me for the specific information that I was not ready to give to you tonight. They did not tell me that, sir.
Okay. Well, if you do have follow-up information, we'd love to get it. Representative Anchia, I mean, there are certainly wealthy women coming to the U.S. from other countries to have babies. This is known. Whether they're coming here in some cases for better health care may be true, but there are also some are clearly coming here to have babies who are U.S. citizens. Are you concerned about this as a national security issue? Do you believe they are having future terrorist babies?
Well, let's deal with the myth of anchor babies, and that is immigrants are coming here for the sole purpose of having babies. And then somehow they're going to be involved in a nefarious plot to harm Americans. For that to rise to some sort of national security concern is really unsubstantiated. The 9/11 bombers were all here legally. The Times Square bomber was a naturalized citizen, was not an anchor baby. The person who tried to blow up Fountain Place in Dallas, which is my home,
was here
legally as well.
He didn't interrupt you. Just let him finish, then I'll let you respond.
Thank you, Anderson. The broader issue is, you know, why are we having a discussion about quote unquote anchor babies? If a person has a child here, that child cannot petition for their parents or a sibling to be here in the United States for a period of 10 years, and that petition can only begin after they're 21 years old. Themselves on an undocumented basis in this country is just not correct. The law doesn't bear that out. Just because you have a child here doesn't mean you can't be deported tomorrow. It doesn't mean that you get any special preference with respect to immigration.
Something's happening. Some shape is rising out of the pit. I can make out a small beam of light against a mirror. What's that? There's a jet of flame springing from the mirror and it leaps right at the advancing men. It strikes them head on. Lord, they're turning into flames. Now the whole field is caught up by the woods of fires. The gas tanks of the automobiles are spreading everywhere. Coming this way now, about 20 yards to my right.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to circumstances beyond our control, we are unable to continue the broadcast from Grover's Mill. Evidently, there's some difficulty with our field transmission.
The representative Gomer is so worried.
Explosive claim that pregnant foreigners are coming here to give birth to future terrorists. Babies with U.S. citizenship under the 14th Amendment who will then be raised and trained overseas to come back years from now, 20 or 30 years from now, and attack us.
That's your gaping hole.
In the meantime, we have a late bulletin from San Diego, California. Professor Indelkoffer, speaking at a dinner of the California Astronomical Society, expressed the opinion that the explosions on Mars are undoubtedly nothing more than severe volcanic disturbances on the surface of the planet. We continue now with our piano interview.
It's not really gaping. It's not like the kind of hole you're looking at clips through.
It's not really.
Have a baby here, take it away for 20 years to raise a terror baby, to then have it come back and attack us. That's even not a hole in security. That's the new Will Ferrell movie, Baby Make a Boom Boom.
Change them before they change America.
Now, sure that Representative Gomer realizes it's probably easier for terrorists to recruit Americans than to count on terror babies doing what their parents want them to. Because you know, when they become terror teens, they can you out. Take the coup.
The FBI says this is just not happening.
Them over there.
You're just spreading scare stories. This is completely about politics.
It is happening. It is happening.
Where? Give me some evidence. Tell me one person, one terror baby that's been born. Can you tell me?
The explosions will not happen for 10, 15, 20 years, and then you will be one of those blips.
What? Two things. One, that guy was Paul Anderson.
Strange powers hung over.
And two, this is America, Louie. They got terror babies? But guess what we got, mother? Hero babies! Take your best shot, terror babies! Oh, yeah! What up? These babies don't run. Yeah.
About a year and a half. Right now, he's barely got neck. My point is this. You got to feel bad for Louis Gohmert. He seemed kind of hurt by Anderson Cooper's constantly interrupting him with, you know, questions or facts.
When we did the research, we found the hole existed. Now, if
wait,
you
what,
really
what research? What
come
research?
In,
can you tell us about the research?
You're attacking the messenger. Anderson, you're better than this. You used to be good.
What? You used to be good? Anderson, remember when you were on the mole? I love that. Now, sure, Louis Gohmert may appear to the untrained eye to be just a crazy person, not understanding that cable news shows have sound people who have placed an amplification device calibrated to a conversational level onto his lapel, and that he doesn't have to shout for people at home to hear him. But he's probably frustrated. It's not the first time that Gohmert has tried to protect us and been rebuffed, like when we attempted to put terrorists on trial in New York City.
We brought terrorists back to New York City, back to the most densely populated area. We inflicted upon ourselves even more terror.
Actually, no, because this time when we brought them back, we had them in handcuffs. It was, I don't know if you know this, but terrorists are not naturally packed with explosives. Gunpowder babies! And then there was that time Congress wanted to send money to China to protect endangered wildlife. And before we see that clip, I think I'll have us.
Borrow more money from the Chinese to possibly give them money back to create habitats for wild dogs and cats that are rare. There's no assurance that if we did that, we wouldn't end up with Mugu dog pan or Mugu cat pan.
I don't think General Chow would allow that to happen. But if helping Chinese animals will lead to them being cooked and eaten, you don't even want to know what protecting gays from hate crimes would do to the animal kingdom.
If you're oriented toward animals, bestiality, then, you know, that's not something that could be used held against you. If you're oriented toward corpses,
Representative Louis Gohmert is not homo or xenophobic. He just wants to protect animals from forces that would specifically gays and the Chinamen. Are we sure? Are we sure that this guy's not from South Carolina? Angry guy yelling on my cable television. We've been listening to him for about 3 minutes now. I'd say it's about time he brings up Hitler.
When Adolf Hitler was building up the Nazi movement in the 1920s.
Now, I'm sure Congressman Gohmert could make that comparison to any policy he disagrees with. I believe in this instance, Gohmert is referring to people who support Barack Obama.
Leading up to his taking power in the 1930s, he deliberately sought to activate people who did not normally pay much attention to politics. Such people were a valuable addition to his political base. We do have useful idiots today who are heard to say, wow, what we really need is for the president to be a dictator for a little while.
Ah, so Tea Party supporter Gohmert is saying that a political leader who goes after those not normally involved in politics because they are easily manipulated, useful idiots, a leader like that would be a modern-day Hitler. Tea Party leaders discussing why they admire Tea Partiers.
Most Tea Partiers I know, they are independent. They're not registered in either one of the political parties, and they haven't been politically active.
The Tea Party, what I find, are people from all walks of life that have never been involved in politics.
They know nothing about politics. They're extremely naive.
Four companies of state militia are proceeding from Trenton to Grover's Mill and will aid in the evacuation of homes within the range of military operations. Thank you.
You're a player.
You have just been listening to General Montgomery Smith.
Attack on that gaping hole.
I love this team.
Meantime, further details of the catastrophe at Grover's Mill are coming in. The strange creatures, after unleashing their deadly assault, crawled back in their pit and made no attempt to prevent the efforts of the firemen to recover the bodies and extinguish the fire. But we hope to be able to return you there at the earliest possible moment.
I think you're bullshitting me.
In the meantime, we take you to... Just one moment, please. Ladies and gentlemen, I have just been informed that we have finally established communication with an eyewitness of the tragedy. Professor Pearson has been located at a farmhouse near Grover's Mill, where he has established an emergency observation post. As a scientist, he will give you his explanation of the calamity. The next voice you hear will be that of Professor Pearson, brought to you by direct wire. Professor Pearson.
The creatures in the rocket cylinder at Grover's Mill. I can give you no authoritative information either to their nature, their origin, or their purposes here on Earth. Of their destructive instrument, I might venture some conjectural explanation. For want of a better term, I shall refer to the mysterious weapon as a heat ray.
How is it you always have something funny to say?
Because I'm a comedian.
Would you like to come up and teach the class?
Yeah, I can do that.
Very well, come on up. Instruct us.
I shouldn't be telling you this, but some of the guys have been saying that they haven't been too scary lately.
You said that.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Hope you've been enjoying yourself. Tuned into micro-powered, community-based, underground radio. Totally non-commercial. And we like to also take over the airwaves around this time and take on a theme, which happens to be tonight. War of the Worlds, the Iraqi War, and Terror Babies. If you like what you're listening to, check us out online, WCOMFM.org, WCOMFM.org, on WCOMLP Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 103.5. You can also check out Furious George's old shows at FuriousG.blogspot.com, where you'll hopefully be kept up to date with basically what I download onto something called A-Info's Radio Project, an old-school pirate radio thing, micro-powered broadcasting extraordinaire central place.
I'll try to be back next week. We do this every Thursday. We'll see what happens between now and then. Till then, be furious. Good night. Oh yeah. So this next song is, I think it's the video has actually been banned, but it's from MIA's new album, who I've been playing for years here, even before she got popular with that song I played earlier from an important movie of some kind or another. But this new album is interesting. It's very radical and glitchy and sounds unique, which is the way MIA is. I dig her stuff. So this song in particular is pretty cool. Hope you like it. The new album's called M-A-Y-A. Check it online. I'm furious. I'll be back.
Destructive power. That is the future.